This is the Convo Podcast. Brought to you by Boom Buzz Nigeria.
Nothing they shot me again. Nothing feared me again. I don't they give them since 90s and I go give them again. Make them talk. I know they hear them again.
What up guys, it's your boy Victor Edi. I want you all to go stream my new song on Boomplay Olufofo. It's out there. Boom. Stream, download, do whatever you want to do with it, but please don't steal it.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hi Victor, thanks for joining us on the convo. How are you feeling today?
I'm good, I'm feeling great, excited.
And you look so clean and sharp. What inspires your sense of dressing?
Just because things are, yeah. First of all, I make them up in my head and I be like, okay, this is what I want to wear. So no stylist.
Okay, that's cool. I'm talking about your music. Did growing up in Kirikiri inspire your kind of sound?
I think it should be growing up in the ghetto, from a humble background, not just Kirikiri, because I actually did a few years in Kirikiri, same Ajangbadi, then moved to Warri and all that. So it has been like a ghetto scene before 2017 or 2018. Yeah.
Okay, so what was your first introduction into music?
You mean professionally or?
Not professionally really, actually, but like when did you feel you were going to be a musician?
Okay, I felt that while I was very young, but I think the time I had, that the time it was more effective was when I was in secondary school. So I was actually singing while my CRS teacher was giving lectures and all that. So then they called me and she called me out. She was like, okay, no problem. Now, since you know how to sing very well, you come out and sing that song you've been humming or you've been singing. So then I did. And when I did, instead of how it was supposed to be like a punishment and maybe give me some few whips later after singing, then everybody was cheering me up and she was like, oh, nice. Ah, I think you should take music seriously. So the whole conversation moved from being a bad boy that was singing, that was disturbing in school, to, yeah, you get my point.
So, okay, so how will you describe the kind of music you make?
Okay, I think it's more like an Afro street pop vibe. So basically, it's just for the streets, mostly for the streets.
Okay, so your creative process, what inspires you when you want to write a song or when you're in the studio about to record? What's that vibe that inspires you?
Making a song for me is actually spiritual, because most of the time I get to vibe and just maybe hum or drop few lines, and the next minute I just forget everything. So most of the time when I want to make a song, I just get my phone or get a recorder and start recording it. Or sometimes my manager do that for me. They'll be like, okay, we have to record this, right? Because who knows if this guy talk these things finish, if you don't remember them again, then I'll go back to it. So that's like the
new process. Most people knew you when you appeared on the song Motivate with Eriga. Yeah, and Motivation, sorry. Was that the first, was that your first official feature?
First official feature, yeah.
Was that your breakout song? Or
That was like a breakout song for me. But I did like an underground one from Bigger You to Joe and some little ones.
Okay, and how did Motivate come about?
Okay, I did a song
Motivation,
with...
Motivation, sorry.
Yeah. Motivation. So Motivation, how Motivation came about, I did a song with a friend of mine back then. You know, his name is T West. So we did a song titled Shake Their Leg. Then after then, Erika jumped on the song, on that same song, and Erika was like, ah, who will this guy with take cross? According to him, that was what he told me. So I met Erika at the club few weeks before then, but Erika never knew I was the same person that did the chorus. Then it was like, then TS was like, ah, that same boy will do chorus for you now, for where you sing for club, where you go meet, the way you want to the freestyle. I say, ah, wow, okay, no problem. Then he hit me up and he was like, ah, Victor, it's Paper Boy. I have a beat for you and I want you to vibe on it. So yeah, he sent it to me and then from there everything started.
So will you say that was the beginning, Motivation?
Yeah, Motivation was actually like the beginning of the journey. Not like the beginning of the journey, but that was like to kickstart.
Okay. So that's cool. And before then, were you signed to a label?
No. I did with my motivation solo. I did with him again solo.
But right now you're with SJW, right?
No, right now it's all Red Eye, man. Can't you see? Isn't it obvious?
We're talking about Red Eye. You dropped an EP. That was in 2019, right?
Yeah.
Red Eye. What was the EP about?
Okay, I dropped Red Eye the EP. So Red Eye is actually a name I got from the hood back then, 2013, 2012, thereabouts. So because then my love for the hustle, and because I'm the kind of person that wants to, that I enjoy the process. Rather, I even enjoy the process more than the success. So you see, because every step serves a purpose. So me, I had to take my thing step by step. And then I was doing like two different jobs. I work at the block industry during the day, and during the nights, I go for my live band singing and everything. And people were like, ah, bro, you know they sleep. So they were like, ah, Red Eye, you know they sleep. So it was a two thing for me. So that EP was just for the ghetto kids and letting you know that you have to be fearless. Red Eye entirely, it's being fearless.
So this, your Red Eye movement now, is this a label or like, is it just a management thing? Or you have started?
Like you said, movement.
Okay, it's a movement.
Yeah.
Do you have any other acts on board?
I don't have any act, and I'm not planning to sign any act because I'm not a record label and I'm not planning to be a record label. This is a movement. It's whether you are from east, from west, from north, from south, or even from other record label, you can still join the movement. It's a family thing.
That's cool. Recently, a Twitter user was like, Victor AD wrote Davido's Jowo and stuff like that. Do you have anything to say concerning that?
Okay. Well, that was so funny because I got to see that when I woke up in the morning, and I was like, and my manager called me. I was like, because me, I'm not the social media kind of person. So my manager called me and he was like, ah, bro, what's up? What's happening? This and this and this and that. I just saw it. I was like, initially, I never took it seriously. I was like, ah, boo, now everybody knows it's a lie that I didn't write Jowo for Davido. So if I, then why, and me, I'm not a cloud chaser. I don't talk too much. And on a normal day, I don't reply, but I had to do that because of Davido, because at the end of the day, he's a friend to me. I wouldn't watch anybody jeopardizing what someone else has worked for and wouldn't say anything about it. So I had to like address the whole matter. But that one was a big fat lie. I don't know who came up with that stuff, but that was so inconsiderate.
Inconsiderate. You have a new song out now, Olofofo. What's this record about?
Okay, like everybody knows, my music is for the oppressed and not for the oppressor. So you see, Olofofo is just like it's more like telling you to be fair. Like this song, I think, is self-explanatory. Nothing they shock me again, nothing they move me again. I've grown past that stage where anyone will try to force me to do the things I don't want to do, or do the things that I'm not, that I don't want to do in my heart. You get my point? So it has to be fearless. It has to be a fearless movement from now on. And everybody has to take responsibility for their actions. I wouldn't wake up one morning and tell you that, ah, now because of this person, I make a new progress. That's going to be a lie. Whenever you hear me say that, just know I'm under duress or influence. You get, I will never wake up any day and give excuse for my misfortune or failure or anything. I will take responsibility for it, because at the end of the day, everybody feels. So I don't know why you should feel like Jagaban or anything.
And the song is doing pretty well right now. So when should we expect the musical video?
Musical video is coming soon. It's coming soon, pretty soon.
How soon?
I can't really tell you how soon. You know,
you can just give a date. We will know the actual date. Which month? Is it this month?
Yeah, hopefully.
Okay. So you have an upcoming project, Nothing to Prove. Is that an EP or an album?
It's an EP.
An EP. Okay, can you give us a rundown? Like, how many tracks does it house?
Okay, I'll tell you. We have 6 tracks in it.
Okay. Any collaborations?
I won't tell you that.
Now, you know your fans are anticipating the release.
There are going to be collaborations, but I can't categorically tell you that this is who I want to collaborate with or this. I want it to be a surprise package, just like...
But you can just give us one act that's on that project.
I would have loved to, but...
The first one of the
Okay, I think you should search for E. is enough.
We anticipate that. So what is the Nothing to Prove? I know the name. The name explains a lot, but you can just give us a rundown about
that. Nothing to Prove is Victor Edi or anybody connected to Victor Edi or the Red Eye Movement. Not in a hurry to prove anything to anybody. I'm not in a competition with anybody, and I'm not here to justify anything or to make you feel good or sad about me. So it's just me being myself and doing it from the bottom of my heart.
So in the future, who would you likely love to collaborate with?
This future we need to talk, so nobody knows tomorrow.
Future will be tomorrow. It will be later in the evening.
Well, I don't think I have anybody in mind. The way I vibe, my music for me is spiritual. So if I'm vibing and I feel like I need to put you on, then I'll just do it.
Okay, if you were to share a stage with an artist, who would that be?
I think it would be Jay-Z. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Jay-Z.
Aside music, if you aren't doing music, what would you be doing right now?
I think I'll be maybe a stylist or so. Or I will have my own brand. I love fashion.
If there's anything you could change in the music industry, what would that be?
I mean, the music industry day by day, I'm not changing anything.
What are the challenges?
You know, but on a more serious note, I would like to impart positively in it, and I want it to be not to be a war zone or a competition zone. It should be, if I see a young art coming up, it should be more like a blessing to the industry rather than it being a competition, or rather than being scared this guy don't be coming, one can't take my place. Nobody's taking anybody's place. There's space for everybody, so I think it should be more of a blessing. So the whole competition thing and trying to level up or major up with anybody or anything, I think that's the part I will change.
So, you know, there was a time you were coming up and the other up and coming out there. So, like, what word do you have for them? Like, people who look up to you, that get inspired by you. What do you have for them?
The thing is that whatever you're doing, just do it with passion and have love for it. And make sure you don't major yourself or rate yourself with anybody, because at the end of the day, everybody has their own grace and everybody has their own road to, or their own path to follow. So just stay your lane and follow your path and stay JJ and stay true to yourself and be content with what you have.
Right now in the industry, what challenges do you feel independent acts face?
Challenges independent acts face.
Aside the financial challenges, we know that is a normal stuff.
I think there's the all these things people call challenges. I think it's more like a normal process and how it's supposed to be. When you are doing the right thing, because there's one thing I know. If you want a big success, you have a big trouble. So I think most of all these things is just normal. It's just a normal route. But and by the time you start seeing them as challenges here and there, I think you get the whole thing wrong. And I think measuring yourself, like I said, measuring yourself with somebody else or comparing yourself with somebody else, I think that's whoever that is independent should take that off his head. Because you know if you ever work, you know if you ever be like me, I know if you ever be like you. So I know they see any challenges, I just do my thing.
So what has been your most memorable performance?
Oh, I think that should be Celebration 2018, yeah.
2018.
Yeah, Celebration 2018. And Celebration 2018 and the O2 Arena. But for me, it's the Celebration 2018, because then I got my videographer crying and everybody around me, they were just like, then I did it again and I saw people in like the audience. They were just crying, and my videographer, that guy just cried, the video nonsense, the video grab. So that was actually emotional for me.
So for the O2 Arena, what happened?
The O2 Arena, it's just Victor Edi performing at the O2 Arena. Like, it's a big deal, bro.
Okay. So what's the best advice you have ever been given?
I think the best advice is for me not to blame anyone for my misfortune and take responsibilities for my action.
So talking about the internet, how do you feel it has promoted the music business?
It has really gone a long way, because I used to remember then, imagine how you have to travel, how your song have to travel from one country to another with just CD play. So we never, we don't get your CD, no go hear your song, you get my point. But now everybody has access to the internet, from young, old, small, big, fat, slim, tall, short. So
let's just get things a little bit lighter. Can you stay a day without your smartphone?
I think I can.
What's the weirdest message I've gotten from a fan?
I saw one. I'm not going to lie. I saw one this morning while I was coming. I guess the same person has sent a couple of messages to Miz. Jemiz Alpha. You get what I'm just saying? It was almost like the person was actually creating a picture in her head. And it was almost like we had to, you know how that kind of thing. She was talking to me I'm responding. I'd be like, this thing we did yesterday, I like you, go to bed well. I was just like, what series of messages. And it was almost like she was sending the message, like if she say hi, she's going to say, send the next message like I responded, like I said I'm fine. They say, okay, I know you're well, how is everything going, hope you are, as in I was so, I was confused. And Jemiz has actually told me something like that before. So the guy had to come to his own DM to confirm. I don't know what they've been talking about. Maybe now this guy sent me give them try. That's last time, I don't even know. You don't collect small team for my back.
So now that you're in the public eye, how do you deal with negativity? You know, sometimes you just pick up your phone and you see some negative comments about you. How do you deal with it?
Okay, the thing is that people must talk at the end of the day. So if nobody talks about you, like Two-Face said, if nobody talks about you, then that means you're nobody. So me, I don't think any man's comment or any man's opinion about my life can actually change a thing from what God wants it to be. So
do you have any upcoming shows we should look out for?
If you talk about show this period, now government will find you. You talk about event, upcoming event. I don't want anybody spoil my date. I keep it to myself.
So finally, on your album, what should your fans expect? On your EP, rather, what should they expect?
Just expect greatness and expect Victor Eddie moving from one level to another level.
Okay, your final words for them.
I love everybody and trust nobody, but love everybody. You got it.